Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday night. Monday night trivia, three big hours. Your participation is beyond encouraged. 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're still working on the letter J tonight. All the artists are Johns or Johnnies. Yeah, their first name is John or Johnny. And either IE or Y, male and or female. We've got them both. So if you recognize a bumper and you know who it is, call in and win. After all, since we're narrowing it down that you know it's a John or Johnny, the rest of it should be easy, right? Well, maybe not so much. We'll see. Now, we've got a straggler from last week. If you were listening, you know what it is. You've had a week to think about it. Here's the question. We're talking people here. Looking at statistics and humans on the planet, 25% of the worldwide population of this are in the United States. Worldwide population of what? And if you don't like my question, you can have your own. Sky is the limit. Virtually any category is up for grabs. 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. And let's see what we got here. We'll kick it off with Bill in Bala. Welcome to WGN Radio, Bill.
I have to ask, are you familiar with the RKO ident?
What's an ident?
It's basically the studio logo that RKO had at the beginning of their films.
Well, I've seen it. Sure. And there's a few of them. I've seen the one that says an RKO radio picture that has the tower. It's a self-supporting tower. And I've seen the one with the triangle RKO radio pictures with kind of the bolt going down the triangle. Which one?
Okay. Well, I was just wondering if you were familiar with that, because I know you're not a film buff and I know you're not a visual person, but the cool thing about that logo was the dots and dashes that you heard. Those weren't just random noises. They were actually transmitting a Morse code message during the ident.
Oh, that's interesting. I never heard it. I've only seen it. I've got pictures of it, but I don't know that I've ever seen an RKO movie or, you know, as you know, many movies at all. So if it's more, okay. If it's Morse code, I'm interested. What are they dot dashing?
Well, I'll tell you what, does John still collect laser discs?
Oh, yes, he's got them all.
Okay, well, I'm sure among his collection he has at least one RKO movie. So if he ever plays an RKO movie, I'll have you listen to that, and then you can tell us what it's
okay.
How about that?
All right. I'll be happy to do that. Are we sure it's a message and not just a repetitive number or letter?
No, it absolutely is a message,
okay.
Because I was pestering someone about the RKO logo recently, and they told me, hey, you know that that's not just a random series of dots and dashes. They are actually transmitting a Morse code message.
Well, if they're doing that, you know, I at one point I could do 20 words a minute, so I should be able to do it.
Okay. And then worldradiohistory.com. Is the guy who runs that site, is that someone who prefers to remain anonymous, or did you just not recall his name when you were talking about it last week?
I know his name well. He's a good friend. It's David Gleason.
Oh, wow. Okay, because that site is brilliant.
Yes, it is.
With the caveat that if you go there, you'd better have a spare day or two, because I promise you, you'll go there, you'll look up, and suddenly hours, if not days, will have passed by.
Yeah, absolutely. David is a friend, and he got into radio in the mid-60s, and first in Mexico, and then he managed stations in South America, I think Ecuador, and you know, later did a lot stateside, a lot with Spanish radio, but not only. And he's somewhat retired now, and he's got World Radio History, and he's also doing radiodiscussions.com.
Yeah, even the 404 page for the site is cool, because it shows the there's a radio station out in California. I don't know if they're still there or not. I think the call letters were KGO, and there was a big earthquake out in California in the late 80s, and apparently the station lost their towers. The 404 message shows those collapsed towers. It's a super cool picture.
Oh, neat. Neat. No, and you know, that reminds me, I should impose on David to join us some night.
Oh, please, because I would love, if possible, I would love to thank him, well, not in person, but love to thank him over the phone for the site, because, as I say, it really is a good site.
Yes, it absolutely is. And he does this, you know, through his own generosity, doesn't take any donations for it, foots the bill himself, and makes absolutely nothing on it.
Yeah, I know that Tom in Covington was talking about how he still lives online, but I've got to tell you, if he ever gets online and visits that site, if he hasn't had that kid in the candy store feeling in a while, he'll get it by visiting that site, I promise.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you like it. I'm surprised you hadn't stumbled upon it yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. On to trivia here. So the question is, the U.S. has 25% of the world's population of, and then we have to name the population.
Yes, you do.
Okay, well, my first guest is going to be politician.
Oh, probably more. No, it's not politicians.
Okay, well, my second guest is plastic surgeons help the politicians look their very best.
No. Nope.
Okay, and then my next guest would be clowns to help the Americans be distracted from the activities of their politicians.
No.
Okay.
But,
postal worker?
No.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. You were saying but?
I was going to say but. When you're ready, I have another keyboard trivia question I didn't like last week's very much, and I've got one I think you'll know. But if you've got other guesses, by all means.
Okay. All right. Well, just a couple more here. Authors?
Nope.
Nuclear power plant workers?
No. I think that'd be France.
Nail technicians?
Nope. Although it does seem like that is Vietnam's biggest export.
Definitely. And then lawyers to help defend the politicians from personal suits?
Nope. That's probably 50%.
Waiters and waitresses.
No.
And finally, my very last guess would be diabetics.
Oh, God. I hope that's wrong, but I don't know. Not what I'm looking for.
Okay. All right. Well, let me soldier on and take a stab at the keyboard question, despite the fact that last week's bitter taste of defeat is still in my mouth. I've got to say, it tastes an awful lot like castor oil, but without the laxative effect.
Oh, God. Well, as you know, the space bar is the longest key on every keyboard. In what keyboard, what keyboard, we're really talking about country or language, is it the shortest among all the space keys on Earth?
Oh, joy. Okay, and this is a particular country, not a group of countries.
That is true.
I'm going to go with either Germany or Japan.
Your second guess is right.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Now, do you know why?
Not offhand, no.
because Japanese keyboards require switching between Latin and Roman letters and Japanese characters. To do that, additional keys are required. They're placed next to the space bar. The result is Japanese keyboards. The space bar is only the width of three keys.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I was relieved to get that, even though it wasn't exactly my first guess. So the bitter taste of defeat is now removed and replaced with sort of a minty, refreshing taste.
All right, then. Very good. So maybe a little more information than I was expecting, but always good to hear from you.
Okay, and thanks for letting me play trivia again, Raleigh.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. All right, so we'll get to Graham in New Jersey, Tom in Covington, Rick driving along the highways and byways, Dawn in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. She has a guess, and we'll get to that. And Lisa in Dundee does as well. So all that is coming up next right here on WGN Radio.
Never gonna let you go. Shirley, where you going tonight? Shirley, Shirley, will you be my girl? I take you around the world. Shirley, where you going tonight? Shirley, Shirley, I'd buy you anything. Would you like a diamond ring?
And radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia. And we're playing too. I've thrown out a question. We're talking people here, looking at statistics and humans on the planet. 25% of the worldwide population of this are in the United States. World population of what? And of course, bumper stumpers, A to Z, they're all Johns tonight. What John is this? Yeah, first name starts with John or Johnny. And this was actually a hit. And he later had a big hit, and this wasn't it. So, 888-876-5593. Lisa is in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Oh, great. How are you, Raleigh?
All right.
Well, I've got a couple of guesses. I've been thinking about it for a week.
Oh, so good.
I'm sure they're wrong, but what about Mensa members?
That's probably 80%. Didn't that start in Brooklyn? But no, not that. Although, if you've ever been to a meeting, if that's the top 2%, we're in deep, deep, deep trouble.
We're in trouble, all right.
Oh, yes.
Well, my guesses go downhill from there. Farmers?
Nope.
Or fishermen?
Nope.
Okay, that's all I have.
Well, thank you for thinking about it, though.
Darn
I appreciate
it. Can I make a request quick?
I don't see why not.
How about Still of the Night by the Five Set?
Yeah, big, big, big hit. I'll play that for you tomorrow night.
Okay, and just one more thing really quick.
Sure.
Just a shout-out to Ken in Chicago. Thank you for my song last week. I loved it.
Oh, good. All right. And I'm sure we'll all love in the Still of the Night as well. And I'm glad you brought that up. I'm looking forward to hearing from Stacy tonight. She had a setback Friday night. Her husband was taken to the hospital. He had a mini stroke. They were out when it happened.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. But the good news is, by the time I got her on the phone, because I didn't get the message quickly, and when I got her yesterday, she said Raldo was at home. So that was good news. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed for a better report today.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll be listening for
all
sure.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Thanks a lot, Raleigh.
Okay.
Good night.
So there's I was really upset about that. I was upset about myself because, you know, I'm not on the air Friday night, and so I didn't bother to check phone messages Friday or Saturday night, and Sunday when I got up, I checked them. I was like, oh, my God. And so I called immediately, and it was better news than it could have been, but not as good as I wanted it to be. So hopefully Stacy will fill us in. In the meantime, Dawn is in Buffalo Grove. Welcome to WGN Radio, Dawn.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just started listening to you a month or so ago. I'm at my mother's She had passed away, and I had cut off her Comcast, so all I had was the radio.
Good.
So I haven't listened to you for very long, but I enjoy it. I don't know much about your era of music that you play. I enjoy some of it, but not all of it.
Okay, I'll take that.
But I'll keep listening anyway.
Thank you.
Okay, you want my guess?
Yes.
How about tigers?
Tigers? Oh, that's interesting. I have no idea what our population of tigers is, but I like that guess.
Okay. That's the only guess I had.
Well, if you come up with another one, you call us back.
One of the morning shows on WGN.
All right, terrific.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Great.
All right, so good deal. Yeah, I don't care how you find me, as long as you found me. And then call 888-876-5593, because the show always gets better when you call. So we'll get, we're going to have an update from Stacy. She did call, so in moments from now we will. We'll also get to Rick and to Tom and to Graham. It's Bumper Stumpers A to Z. Every artist, their first name is John or Johnny, male and or female. And we'll see. Some of them you should know. Some of them had mega hits. Like our first one did have a very big hit. Of course, I didn't play that. And we're having our question. If you don't like my question, you can have your own category. Anything. Sky's the limit. Now, we're talking people here, looking at statistics and humans on the planet. 25% of the worldwide population of this are in the United States. World population of what? And I've got about 30 seconds to get to news, so I'm padding for it. That's right. I could read a tabloid in the meantime, and then I'll pick it up with Stacy, who I am very anxious to hear all the details. But Monday Night Trivia will continue. And if you want your own category, sky's the limit. Sometimes people say, well, how do I find out what bumpers you did play? I put them all on Rolly.net after the show. So Rolly.net. They are all there. And you can see what you didn't know. I also put the answers to the questions, unless there's something up for grab. And that's a way I try at the end of the show to announce them, but usually that never happens. Maybe tonight will be different. We'll find out on WGN Radio. Stumpers A to Z on Monday Night Trivia. They all are Johns or Johnnies, and that's a duo. Actually, they had some big hits, one in particular in the late 50s, but this is from 1982 on Ambient Sound, as far as that goes. Rex Garvin wrote it, and Pittsburgh radio fans will remember Rex Garvin from Emulsified, but other than that, he did write a few nice things, including this. So, who are they? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh, and that takes us to Stacy. So, Stacy, how is Raldo?
Oh, hi, Raleigh. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I tell you, probably better than you over the last few days. So tell me.
He's okay.
Yay.
I gave him all of his medicine today, and we had the nurse Samantha out, and she checked blood pressure and everything. She checked the medicines, and I said, one of my medicines that I had filled already, I accidentally gave to Raldo, but that was okay.
Oh, what did you give him?
Oh, atorvastatin.
All right. Well, it could be worse. So he survived that fine. Okay.
But anyway, Samantha, the nurse, also said that she has a friend that he has a refrigerator our size.
Okay.
And so Samantha thinks we can maybe trade off because she went in the kitchen and looked at ours.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a great nurse, and she's so helpful. This is weird. I still couldn't find, you know, my little medicine bag or my car key, but you said not to stress.
No.
But we have other ideas with Walgreens. They refilled one, and then she gave me another thing with a little coupon on my phone and stuff. We figured something out that I can get the rest of my medicines from Walgreens. I just have to go in and show them the information, and I'll get it for like $43 for all of them for 30 days.
Good. Good.
So I'm going to do that. And then, well, the plumbing.
Yes.
Our friend Mark is going to come by on Thursday.
Okay.
And bring some tools and see what he can do, you know, with that. And then I'm going to call somebody else tomorrow and see if they can help out, just like to flush it down or whatever you call that.
Okay.
But, no, he's doing okay.
Well,
and, you know, he's still very tired, but we can't figure out why the other hospital said he fainted when he was just, it was like a mini stroke.
Yeah, like a TIA or something. They did a lot of blood tests. Did your doctor get the results of that yet?
No. Samantha did another blood draw today.
Okay.
Somebody picked it up and will probably know tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I have the social worker person is coming out Wednesday.
Good.
So I'm going to go over things with her.
Good.
And then I think Samantha's coming back, I think, Thursday.
Okay.
And then Friday, Rob is seeing Dr. Peterson. I have an appointment over the phone tomorrow with Dr. Peterson. And Samantha checked my leg, and my arm is better.
Good.
I stretch, you know, I'm sitting in the chair, and I was able to turn off my lamp. And before, I wasn't able to do that.
Good.
And she checked my leg. She said she's going to send me bandages.
Okay.
And she said, don't go out today. You know, just if you're going to go out and Ronaldo's going to drive, he feels good about driving, just go to one short place and just get what you need. You know, and I'm trying to think up other ideas to get around everything. But my neighbor, Bob, he even knocked on the door. He brought in today's mail for us again.
Good.
And he's such a nice guy, too. He's going through chemo and stuff. But there's very nice people, just like you, Raleigh. Just, you're wonderful, and you care about people so much. And you're so smart and everything. And who else would call me back? And I called you and you call me back. I mean, that's really special. You're very, very special. And I appreciate your friendship.
Well, thank you. I'm sure that you have so many more people than you even could realize. And like your neighbor bringing in stuff. Everybody's rallying for you, so you're not alone.
I know. And I have to give a shout out to Ken.
Yeah.
I mean, the minute we talked, it's like we knew each other forever. And he just talks to me any hour. He called my husband in the hospital.
Good.
And he talked to him. And I said, Ken, we got to get you out here because he could do a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah, well, it'd be good to meet him face to face, of course. All right, well, this is a good report, and don't feed him any more Lipitor. But other than that, I think that's hilarious. it will not hurt him. So you're fine.
I know, but he's such a sweetheart. He's such a sweetheart, Ken.
Yes.
I mean, if I'm really down, you know, he'll just build me up again. You know.
Good.
And I just thank everybody because I was kind of down today, you know, and Faldo, and, you know, he gets a little irritable, but I said, you've got to take the pill, and I gave him the pill, water, had some food, and everything was good. I even went, you know, I have trouble with my legs sometimes, but I even made it upstairs to go in one of the bathrooms.
Good.
So, I mean, they need work, but it was still okay. So that was good, too.
Yeah, no, altogether good. And the important stuff is Raldo's on an even keel, and he's home, and all will be fine. So, yeah, one thing at a time, and it seems like you're going to be attacking a lot of them this week. So I want you to keep us informed. We want to know, but it's, so far it sounds like it's all on the right track.
Oh, I sure hope so. It's like our whole world
of course
just turned upside down.
Oh, of course. And nobody expects that.
But now, Raleigh, everything is going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Everything is going to be wonderful.
Yeah, well, as long as you got each other and neither of you were in the hospital, the rest of the stuff, it's small stuff.
Right. I like your answer. That's great.
Yeah, so don't ever,
I know you
don't worry about things. Don't look at the big picture. And remember, it doesn't have to be good, just good enough.
Okay. All right, that sounds great.
I'll expect a report tomorrow, Stacy.
I will.
Okay.
You have a wonderful, wonderful evening, Raleigh.
You too. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate this.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, it's tough all the way around. And boy, when you look at the big picture on anything, man, that's a killer. So, yeah, I always break it into bite-sized pieces, and this is all I need to see. Oh, I could tell you about my yesterday, but right now, I think Scotty from East Chicago heard a bumper he knows. So what do you think, Scotty?
Oh, was that Johnny and Joe?
Absolutely, it was Johnny and Joe. You betcha. Kingdom of Love.
Yeah, I remember Over the Mountain. It sounded like Over the Mountain a little bit.
Exactly. Well, it is, and it was, that was 57, and this was 82, so they were still sounding great.
Yeah, they used to be on Chess, I think. Wasn't they on Chess?
Yeah, but not on this. This was ambient sound. But yes, way back in the day.
Of course. Well, was that a boy and a girl?
Yes, it was a boy and a girl. Johnny was the girl.
We used to talk about that all the time when they had Over the Mountain across the sea.
Oh, you weren't
some
sure?
Would say it was two boys. Would say it was a boy and a girl.
Oh, no. Johnny is of the female persuasion. No doubt about that. And, I thought she was terrific. And Johnny is actually the daughter of Zell Sanders. Remember Zelma Sanders? She owned J&S Records.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And right. So that Zell Sanders' daughter, Johnny and Joe, was Joe Rivers.
You know what I want you to do for me one day, Raleigh?
Yeah.
I want you to play a Gene Chandler's melody for me, a few Gene Chandler's one time.
Oh, yeah. A Gene Chandler.
Rainbow, melody. Man's Temptation.
Yeah.
Now?
Bless
he
our
so many hits.
Bless
you know,
our
that,
love.
That didn't really go over.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I think Bless Our Love, one of my favorites. And then later, Simply Call It Love, and just so many wonder, bet you never thought.
Right, Rumor Situation.
Yeah, that was a big hit. Yeah. Okay.
And Riley, I enjoy your show, and I get also other callers can call.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Scotty.
And
I appreciate
it. I'm going to be listening, and I'm going to try to get me another one tonight.
I hope so. Thanks.
You have a beautiful night now.
You too.
God bless.
All right. So, Scotty knows is Johnny Richardson, and that was Johnny from Johnny and Joe, and that was Zell's daughter. So, good deal, and delighted that that was gotten. So, Rick is driving along, and we'll get to him on the highways and byways. We got Detective Chuck, and we got Graham, and we got Tom, and we got room for you, too. But right now, one of my favorite things to talk about, so you know what's coming up. Yeah, the Seacrane Company and the refined Skywave SSB with its single sideband, the ultimate companion in emergency radio, fits in the palm of your hand, weighs 8 ounces, the reception is excellent, The audio is terrific, and it's clear, and it is small, fits right in your pocket or your purse. I carry one around, gives you important access to important communications that your smartphone won't pick up, like emergency single sideband transmission, which broadcasts during hurricanes or after a major earthquake or any really disastrous situation. Yeah, when you don't have other ways to hear it, or if you just want to hear it first. In addition, you can listen to your favorite AM or FM broadcast. It's got a weather band, of course, the weather alert as well, and you can hear ham radio operators from all over the world. And the only way to get it all is with the CC SkyWave SSB. It's a true radio lover's travel radio. You can look at it on the Sea Crane website, ccradio.com, anytime, ccradio.com. You can order, too, at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-TUNE. It's available at Amazon for quicker shipping as far as that goes. But if you can go online, I say go to ccradio.com. If you're a radio fan, the only downside is you'll find something, maybe a lot of somethings that you just gotta have. Add the CC SkyWave SSB to your list and you'll be happy. Tell them Raleigh sent you. This is WGN Radio.
First time I looked at you, well, I knew it was love from the start. But my love that eyes couldn't see when I gave you my heart. Said you were going away. Ooh, you left me with only my pain to show for the love that we made.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. Artist's first name is John. He's actually in a group, but we're looking for the standout. He wrote it, and he sings lead, and we know exactly who he is. So John Who, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And we got a question out there from me in addition to Bumper Stumpers, and that's we're talking people here, looking at statistics and humans on the planet. 25% of the worldwide population of this are in the United States. Worldwide population of what? Detective Chuck in South Carolina, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, good talk to you, Raleigh. Scotty dogged me on that one. I knew one line into that. I knew it was Johnny and Joe.
All right. Well, I have a feeling
that
you're going
to
recognize
that. Was good. Anyway, maybe you could do an anthology one night on the duos or duets for the R&Bs. There's several of them, right?
Oh, of course there are. They're countless. We can have Don and Juan to start. Absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll take a jab on the trivia. I'll say prison population.
You're a winner.
There you go.
Absolutely. 25% of the worldwide prison population. Yes, exactly. That's 2.2 million. China's next with 1.5 million, and Russia has 880,000. So we're leading the way in prisoners.
There you go.
All right. Well, you are a winner, and we've got something coming your way.
That sounds good. You have a good show tonight. You're really helping out a lot of people tonight. I'm really proud of you.
Well, I'm just delighted you called. Do it again. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so, yeah, prisoners. Right, I should have known when I said Detective Chuck, I thought, he's going to get it. And he did. So, yes, we have 25% of the world's prison population. All right, I got another question. Yeah, believe me, I don't run out of them. Whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact second that you are. Doing what? So we'll hear from Rick, Tom, and Graham, and hopefully you too on WGN Radio.
Boom, 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 boom. you right down, right off of your feet. Take you home with me, put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Ow, 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 ow. Struck up and down the floor.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, Bumper Stumpers A to Z. That's a gift. Yeah, I tell you what, I think you'll get that fairly quickly. But if not, we got 2 more hours of trivia, plenty of Bumper Stumpers to go. They're all Johns or Johnnies, or Johns and Johnnies. Yes, male and female alike. And we have our new question, which we'll review. So my thanks to Rick and Tom and Graham for hanging in there. And, of course, James on the South Side has come up with 27 of his favorite guesses. And there'll be room for you, too, absolutely, here on WGN Radio. James, and it's Monday Night Trivia. All the bumpers are up for grabs. Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on the letter J. Everybody's name is John or Johnny, and this is no exception. So who is it? 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, and we got a question in play. Whenever you do this, and you probably do this a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact second that you are. Doing what? 888-876-5593. But before we get there, Johnny D heard a bumper he knows. So, Johnny, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, hello, Raleigh. Yeah, I heard John Lee Hooker on Boom Boom Boom.
Absolutely, 1962 on VJ. You are a winner.
Okay. Hey, can I make a request, Raleigh, or something?
Of course. What do you want to hear?
Willie Cunningham's theme song, Bad to the Bone. I think it's Thorogood or something like that.
Okay. Bad to the Bone, George Thorogood. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then that's it then. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Sure.
All right. And Dan, who was keeping us on the air at WGN tonight, said, oh, finally a bumper I knew. And he knew John Lee Hooker instantly. So Boom Boom, that was the last chart record John Lee Hooker had. And of course, that was on VJ, Chicago Zone. All right. So what are we doing here? Rick, is he in Illinois? Is he in Indiana? We're about to find out on WGN Radio. So Rick, where are you?
I'm doing good tonight, Raleigh. Well, the hood of my truck is in Indiana, and the trailer just is still in Illinois, so I'm just crossing the line.
All right.
And, yeah, my guesses were for that first one were looking out the windshield where you had 25% of the world's population. I thought they were making these orange barrels and cones and arrows for construction zones, judging by how many miles of them I see every night.
Oh, I know, but, and they're pricey little buggers, too.
Yeah, at least they're plastic now.
Well, yes, so when
before
you run...
they used to be...
Oh, I know. When you run them over before, it used to damage your vehicle. Now all you do is get a bill. That's why I know they're pricey.
Yeah, well, one time when we were hauling oversized loads, we were hauling precast jail cells.
Oh, God.
Here in Illinois, down I-80.
Oh, God.
And we were going to Joliet, and the governor was going to be there for our first ones, and mine was 15 foot wide on a drop deck trailer.
Yeah.
A low boy. And we had our permits. We were all legal, and I knocked I knocked down 17 miles of barrels because they put them close together
in the construction zone. I love it.
So they sent trucks putting them back up, and the fourth truck behind me, about a mile and a half, about 2 miles behind me, he knocked down 7 miles of them. So
good.
So we called the state, and they says, yep, the barrels were supposed to be 16 foot wide. So we were legal, but then it became a game on how many of the lights we could take off the top of them without knocking a barrel off.
Oh, that's nice.
But, you know, that's just obnoxious truck drivers who are bored. But,
well, that's what I say. It's a way to pass the time. And I would assume there are more bored drivers than ever now that those damn trees have grown up and there's nothing to look at.
Yeah. And I got to thinking here about your this next question.
Yeah.
I survived lung cancer. They took out a lung, and I went back to work 3 weeks later. I've driven through the COVID and survived that. And now I'm sneezing my butt off thinking that allergies are going to take me out. So I would guess sneezing.
Oh, that's a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a nice guess.
Oh, okay. And another, you know, like this upcoming Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of us, we all get together, and there's one song two songs we always bring up. Billy Joel's Good Night Saigon.
Okay.
Because it's got, you know, about Vietnam vets and how everybody swore we'd all go down together.
Right.
You know, wouldn't leave anybody behind. And then, the Hollies, He Ain't Heavy. He's my brother.
Oh, dear.
Okay. You know, those became a veteran song. But, yeah, I mean, the only thing I could think of everybody's doing in the world at the same time would be sneezing or yawning.
Ah, well, neither are right, but that's a fine guess.
Okay. And I'll leave all the barrels alone tonight. So.
All right. Well, if you round any up, you know, if you're really bored, just close an exit off and keep driving. It'll be days before the DOT discovers they didn't close your exit.
Right. Well, that's, you're talking about Indiana, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's Indiana says two right lanes closed, and you work your way over to the left, and then you get up there, and it's the left lane's closed.
Right. Details. Yeah, that's what I mean. So if you're really bored, just close an exit or two and see how long it takes them to figure out they didn't close them.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But knowing my luck, I'd get caught and put in prison, and I'd become part of the 25% of the world's population.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, well, all right, never mind that. Never mind. But always good to hear from you. Thanks, Rick. Okay, bye.
Yep, have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Yes, I love going along for the ride, but I guess to some extent it's a danger. Oh, well, yeah, but that's what I do. Just close some exits. Yeah. All right, who said that? Tom in Covington, welcome to WGN Radio.
Now, how are you tonight?
All right, Tom, what's up?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that Stacy's still getting along.
Yeah.
I heard one bumper a few back, Shirley, and I'm going to take a stab at that, Johnny Fuller.
Oh, no, and you should know, because it absolutely is a Louisiana artist. Come on, what other John do you know? I almost played Johnny Fuller tonight, and then I nixed it. But so there is no Johnny Fuller, but there almost was. But you should know this guy. I was sure you were going to come up with this.
Well, I've heard the song a jillion times.
Well,
and
you know his big, big hit was later, about a decade later, but he was on Montel in 1959, and you know just who this is, so I'll let you think about it again, because he's definitely a product of Louisiana.
I guess one of the members of Dale and Grace, but it's not like that.
It's a John right there on the label, John blank. You fill in the blank, and it's not Fuller.
John Montel.
No. And he had a huge hit.
Well, it's like some of them that I, the one last week on radio, which I should have known, but I couldn't think of it until after you mentioned it.
Yeah. No, I know it's harder being a caller than it is being a host. I get to see all the answers.
And the other question you had about the population, I was going to guess Hondurans because we got so many Hondurans in the New Orleans area.
Yeah, no, not Hondurans. No, prisoners. And as soon as I saw Detective Chuck, I thought, well, hell no. And sure enough.
Yeah, I've heard that about prisoners before, yeah. But I didn't remember it.
Yeah. So, we're doing more old-time radio drama? We're doing music? What are we doing?
Yeah. I've been bombing out on this stuff. Try music 55 and see what happens.
All right, let's pull up 1955 here and see what we come up with. All right, 55. Here we are. Here they all are in front of me. And it's not going to be Mitch Miller, that's for sure. But here's a guy. Yeah, I know. I've got a few of them. Here's a guy that I think you should know. I would not be surprised if you get this right away.
So, don't be angry and drive me away. I knew I was wrong. Please let me stay. Well, I've been a fool, dear. Who do you I know?
So, what do you think?
I can just barely hear it.
Really?
If you will forgive me for causing you this pain,
I promise. The only thing that comes up is Dominica Madunio, but...
Oh, man, you don't hear it. It's Nappy Brown. Don't be angry, Nappy Brown.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I heard anything about Nappy Brown.
Yeah. Well, in 1955, you would have heard a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure I got some Nappy Brown records someplace.
I am, too.
And Thursday night, somebody called from New Hampshire who said he worked at WSMB and WTIX. I never could get his name.
He didn't give it. The unknown disc jockey.
Okay, so, and I didn't recognize the voice, but he knew a bunch of people that,
yep,
that I have met.
Yep. He'll call back, I'm sure, but he'll be unknown until he doesn't want to be.
And somebody mentioned a while ago about all the stuff that's online. I've seen a few things that a friend of mine has shown me, like the WLW site with the,
oh yeah, well, let me tell you,
kilowatt transmitter.
That all pales by comparison, trust me. When you get to the World Radio site, just make sure you got days, worldradiohistory.com, because you will be spending them.
Yeah, well, before I can get around to that, I gotta put a roof on the house and some other stuff.
Yeah. Well, maybe something to do while you're doing that. But in the meantime, yeah, the WL
coming this week to good give luck. Me an estimate.
Okay. Well, good luck.
I gotta keep all this stuff dry.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the weather will be with you. But the WLW site, as you know, right now, I'm very, very sad because they're dismantling just about everything because they're building something on the site, and it's very, very sad.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I was in such a funk for a couple days because they started. Now, they are keeping the Blaunox Tower, you know, which is nice, but just about everything else, that wonderful house that Jim Hampton used to live in, and they a couple weeks ago took out those rows of pine trees leading up to the house, all gone. It's just heartbreaking.
And speaking of towers, sometime in the last few days we're talking about the World Trade Center coming down and all, yeah, that stuff, and if Armstrong had been alive, I'm sure he would have rejoiced in the fact that his tower in New Jersey had to be used. Yeah. Some of those stations that lost their antennas.
No, I'm sure as well. But, Tom, I'm going to ask you to call me tomorrow night because I want to move on with trivia, make sure we get everybody in.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. So we'll pick it up there. We'll get to Graham in New Jersey. We got James on the south side. Mark in Aurora wants 1973 music. And, oh, Jim in Blackburn, New Jersey. It's been too long. He wants 1965. And we're going to do charts. I don't know if you've ever heard charts. That's another game we play with music. But Jim is pretty amazing at it. So we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
I just a little too often. And if I speak of you, each time I'm talking, it's 'cause I'm
worried about you.
Oh, I'm worried, baby.
Worried about you.
Don't you know I'm worried?
Worried about you.
I'm so worried about you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on Johns and Johnny, and that's a Johnny. Johnny who? Obviously a female. And Ali McLaughlin produced that. And she's a Detroit gal and did quite a lot of things, none of which you've ever heard, no doubt, but very influential behind the scenes. Who is she? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. We also have our question in play. Whenever you do this, and you probably do this a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second that you are. Doing what? All right, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Graham is in New Jersey. Hello, Graham. What's up tonight?
Not too much. I'm just real happy to hear that you guys made it home okay.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, we talked on the air about John wanting a toy, and he has this Jaguar, and so it was that yesterday we drove it to the big city, and thank God we made it there, because there's an awful lot of no-cell zones between where we are and any city. And so if it had to break down and stop dead in its tracks, at least it was in a place with nice cell service.
It didn't break down. It failed to proceed.
Oh, that's right. It did. It failed to proceed. It was the fuel pump we found. And that's what I thought, you know, when I wrote, I think it's the fuel pump. And sure enough, that's what it was. And those buggers will just give out with no warning. The good news is we weren't going down the interstate at 60 miles an hour when it decided to die, because I've heard about that happening. But that didn't happen to us. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. We'll pick it up right there, right here on WGN Radio.
Darling, I found out a long time ago, found someone else, you don't need me anymore, but I'll keep on loving you just the same.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia, and we're doing Bumper Stumpers A to Z, the letter J. They're all Johns or Johnnies. And this one actually originally was on 1959 on the Rick label in Detroit. Did not chart, but Shelby Singleton re-released it in 1970. Actually recorded it as well, and not quite as nice, but almost as good, and got to number 41 on the R&B chart. So who is he? Johnny who? 888-876-5593, 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. And yes, we are working on a trivia question. And whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second you are. Doing what? 888-876-5593. And we're talking to Graham from New Jersey. I had answered his email last night while I was sitting for hours and hours waiting. Thank you, Jaguar. But we knew it was going to happen, waiting. But, you know, it was the best possible place because, firstly, when the car died, the first thing I did was look around to see, where am I going to eat? Now, mind you, I'm not even thinking about what am I going to do with the car. I have primal needs. Where am I going to eat? And I was planning to go to Morton's, but it turned out that we were almost a block away at most from one of the nicest steakhouses in Scottsdale. So I got a heck of a dinner, and John said, are we going to call AAA? I said, not until I'm done eating. And so we did. Then we called, and that's when we got the shock. The message that says pretty much, during the pandemic, screw you, we'll take your car, but you're on your own. That's paraphrasing it. And I thought, oh, no. And so, of course, I called, and it was the only time that being an over 50-year member of AAA paid off because they went out of their way. It took them over an hour and a half to find somebody, but they found somebody who'd do it. Obviously, it cost AAA a little more for this tow than they were expecting, and it was going quite a ways, you know. And, you know, because the first thing is, okay, we'll just tow it to a Jaguar dealer, and then you think, no, then we'll never get home, and we're 2 hours from this place. And so it was that we said, no, just tow it to a place near us. And finally, I was home around midnight. It wasn't bad. I was very surprised. So all's well that ended well, and I got a nice meal out of it.
Well, that sounds really good that you got the steak dinner out of it.
Yeah.
I went through the same kind of thing with AAA, and they told me to phone a friend, and I said to him, what do you think, I'm playing millionaire on TV?
Well, right, not only that, but phone a friend. Well, if you're 150 miles from home or whatever, 200 miles from home, who are you going to be phoning?
Yeah, and then you're going to be sitting there for at least three hours for them to show up.
Well, I guess I don't have
then you
any
could
friends.
Have another steak dinner.
Right. Well, yes, and
not that friend.
Believe me, I was eyeing that Residence Inn across the street, thinking to myself, well, I may be here a very long time, but because you know the reality is, I wouldn't know anyone to call here. Nobody. And so, you know, no matter who it is, what am I going to call somebody, you know, out of state? You know, my best friend lives in the Chicago area. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
You know, it works fine when I'm in the Chicago area.
And he'll send a tow truck.
Right. Yes, that's right. Exactly. I got a lot of friends in Philadelphia and some good ones in L.A. too. But Arizona, nope. Sorry, don't know anybody. So it was that it all worked out well. And what was really good is the kid in the tow truck who picked us up was listening to one of the stations that carries Art LeBeau. So I'm like, oh man, Art LeBeau, and I got to hear all my favorite R&B on the way home. So I was happy.
Well, that's okay. Because you can't turn on the stream for Jukebox because it hasn't worked since last week.
Oh really? I'm sorry. Oh.
No,
I'm an idiot. All right.
Raleigh's Jukebox has been down since Friday night, at least Friday night.
I have a microwave chute that longer is stable. But let me, now that you say that, I can probably fix that as I speak. Let me just put it on another computer.
Okay.
That never even occurred to me to do that. I have obviously very bad habits, and that's why occasionally I'll get these emails, you know, basically, would you like your website to be better? Then it's like, no, absolutely not. It's just perfectly fine the way. So let's see if I can start this, and we'll see if we'll get a stream that's actually connected to an internet. Well, let's see. It's connected. Okay. All right. So
yeah, because we were coming up from North Carolina on Friday night, and I tried to turn it on, and I was like, oops. I'm hearing the same thing. It's not changing.
No, if you drop me a note, I will be happy to look at my streams. And, you know, I mostly do this for me. So if I'm not listening, I don't care. But then I notice, oh, gee, there are a couple other people who may want to listen. Well, let me guarantee that actually is playing. And then you will be able to hear it. Yeah, okay, it's playing Barefootin' by Robert Parker as we speak. All right, a hit. That's a strange
Okay, great,
words.
Because when I go for a when I go for a walk in the park with the dog, we usually put it on.
Ah, well, always let me know. You can rattle my cage. I have a wonderful listener near Bozeman, Montana, who occasionally will say, stream's down. I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah, I'll try to be better. Yeah, that is more than a week because I know exactly when that microwave link I've got that link on a walkway, and unfortunately, one of my tower clients walked on the walkway, and it no longer pointed right. But what I've discovered is with enough wind, it doesn't stay pointed. So I've got this nice 30-foot pole, but I got to get it in the ground. And, you know, I'm a little thing, so I need help for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect it will be in the ground by next week, cement willing. And then we'll put the chute on something that won't sway with the wind and might actually stay connected. What a concept. But in the meantime, this is playing and should be fine.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay. With an electric fuel pump in one of those cars,
you
can sometimes get one more good shot out of it by smashing the bottom of the fuel tank with the tire iron.
Really?
Yes. Mm. You give it a good jolt with a hammer or a tire iron.
Really?
And a lot of the time you'll get another start and run out of it.
And how long will you be able to go, do you think?
Well, I've seen them go for a day. I've seen them go for a month.
Wow.
I've seen them get across the block at the auction.
Yeah, wow. All right. Well, hopefully,
you know,
I just wish it would give me like warning. You know, I mean, all these cars have all these bells and whistles that you don't want. You know, I don't care if it's following along on the street I'm on. I know what street I'm on. Thank you very much. I don't need a map to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And but at the same time, things like fuel pumps, no warning whatsoever.
No, you don't normally get a warning with those or starters.
Yeah. Yeah, well, starters, you notice the problem when you're trying to turn the car over. But with fuel, you know, I mean, you're just zooming along, and all of a sudden the lights go out, you know, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Or they just, again, won't. You'll crank the motor, and the car won't start.
Yeah. Well, see, that's never a big problem. You know, if it's a question of not starting, I'm never too worried about that because, of course, I wasn't going to begin with. It's the ones when I'm moving in traffic and things go wrong. Those are the ones that bother me.
Yeah, that's like when the timing belt went on my Honda.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm doing 65 in the rain, and then all of a sudden I lost power and I rolled it to the side of the Garden State Parkway.
Well,
where AAA is telling me, well, you can phone a friend.
No.
Wait a minute. You're not allowed to discharge or pick up passengers on the Garden State Parkway. It's one of the rules. Oh, well, sorry. You can start walking to the rest area.
So they never came?
Oh, no. They came to pick it up. And actually, one of my friends came and picked it up. And he's like, just get in the truck.
Yeah, that's unacceptable in every way, shape, and form.
Mm-hmm. But I did like the story that you said to me last night about that last time you broke down with dogs in the car. You guys got in the truck and the dogs stayed in the car. They probably looked like the dogs in the Subaru commercial.
They looked exactly like that.
That's along in the Subaru.
Exactly right. One was behind the wheel. The other two were next to them. They were all facing forward. And these were big 100-pound Bernese Mountain Dogs, all three of them at rapt attention, looking at the road. And it was, I wish we took a picture, but we didn't, you know, at that point in time, we didn't think about it. But it was great to turn around and see them there. And it was just like the Subaru commercial.
They're looking in the window of the back of the tow truck.
Yeah, they were. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and went about 20 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the car that caught on fire on 60. I remember that trip well.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it really wasn't, was in the center lane. All right. So,
well, I'll let you get back to your trivia customers.
Thanks for calling, Graham.
Taking my call, and I'll give you a call tomorrow.
I'll count on it. All right, so we'll get back. Yeah, we are playing trivia, hard to believe, but true. And we have a question out there that I will review. And Bumper Stumper's another Bumper Stumper coming up in moments, actually. And you should know this one, I hope. And our question, whenever you do this, and you probably do this a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second you are. What is it? Now, if you don't like my questions and you don't like my bumpers, you can have your own category and it can be absolutely anything. We will get to 1970. Music with Mark from Aurora, and then we're going to do charts, May of 65 with Jim in Blackwood, New Jersey. James in the South Side is going to take, 37 guesses, and there's room for you too. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio, and that's not a cue, and I apologize to Dan for that. I need to first tell you something. The return of spring means the return of biking and golfing and gardening, unless aches and pains are holding you back. If that's you, try Herbal Active's high-performance CBD-infused balms and lotions. Their time-release formulation provides extended relief. All-natural, non-GMO, and THC-free. Try it risk-free. They have a money-back guarantee. Herbal Active is giving WGN listeners 25% off all CBD products using promo code WGN25. Go to WGNCBD.com. That's WGNCBD.com. Promo code WGN25 for 25% off from WGN Radio.
Yeah!
Do you want to sing?
Yeah!
Hold it just a minute and watch me now.
Here we go, loop de
loop. Loop de loop de loop now.
Here we go, loop de life.
Loop de loop de life.
Here we go, loop de loop.
Yeah. On a Saturday night, we're having a party. Everybody's having a great time. All the gang's here and are dancing, yeah. And I'm a looping with the baby of mine. Come on now and I'm
here we go, loop, loop.
Everybody loop.
Here we go, loop, loop.
Loop, 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 loop.
Here we go, loop, loop.
Loop, 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 loop.
Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah. On a Saturday night.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night trivia Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on the letter J. All the artist names begin with John or Johnny. That's the first name. And this is absolutely a Johnny. 1962 on Diamond. Teddy Van wrote it. The Bobettes were the backup group, uncredited, but they were. But who's the artist?
Loop-a-loop.
All right. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we've got our question out there. Whenever you do this, and you probably do this a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second you are. Doing what? All right, so Mark in Aurora, welcome to WGN Radio. What's up tonight, Mark?
Well, I have a few items on the docket, but the first one I want to mention is that I like WTIX-FM. I stream it frequently on my smartphone because on the weekend, they carry the vintage Casey Kasem broadcasts, and last Sunday they carried 1973, and they also carry every weekend their feature they call the Twin Spin, and when they do double sets of songs, they are often obscure songs, less often played songs, and I like that. And then my next item is that I am finally coming up to May 25th, which is when I will see the eye surgeon again and find out the progress of my retina. And on the way back home, I'll be doing some oddball things. I'm probably going to buy an Oral-B electric toothbrush. I'm probably going to buy some Skechers arch support shoes. And I'm going to be putting in storage something I never even thought I would own, and that is a mink bomber jacket. Now, I bought the bomber jacket because I thought I would be moving into an assisted living community, and there was a sale on furs around Valentine's Day, and they told me at the assisted living facility, if you have more than $2,000 in your bank accounts, we will spend it for you. And yeah. I thought, well, gosh, I don't think I want my money going to the government. So I thought, well, what can I buy? And I ended up buying a fur jacket, among other things.
Well, actually, this is starting to make sense. At first, I thought maybe the assisted living facility was located in Fairbanks, Alaska. But now that you explain it, yes, the $2,000 limit, if you're on SSI or other type of aid, you cannot have more than $2,000 in cash. And it's an interesting regulation. I understand why it is, but I can't tell you how many people I know who, like you, have bought some, well, shall we say, highly unusual items. So that's the government at work.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy that that check, and maybe you'll get to Fairbanks one winter.
It gets plenty. It gets cold enough in Chicago to wear that coat, and I bought an attachable. I bought a detachable hood.
Of course, well, you have to have the hood. Yeah.
The color of it is called whiskey, and people tell me it's golden brown. I also wanted to take a try at your current trivia questions. I've got three possibilities. One of them is people look at their cell phones or check their email. Another is that people look at their watches, and a third is that people go to the bathroom.
Oh, God, I hate to know how they come up with that answer. No, none of them are right, but they're all very inspired guesses. And hang on a minute, and we'll pick up 1973 music, because I know that's what you want to do, and we'll be doing it right here on WGN Radio.
Yeah.
Radio. I'm Riley James. Another hour of Monday Night Trivia. And we'll get back to Mark and Aurora in a moment. But Bumper Stumpers A to Z, we're working on J's. In fact, everybody's name is John or Johnny. And this fella is no exception. And they were from Southern California. They were formed around 1968. And they're on Solid State. And that was written by Neil Sedaka and Howie Greenfield. Yeah, so there you go. Now, if you don't like my bumpers, maybe you like my question. Whenever you do this, and you probably do this a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second you are. Doing what? All right. You don't like my question either? You can have your own category, whatever it is. And I think that's about what we're going to come up with Mark and Aurora. So back to you, Mark. And sorry about that. Are you ready for 1973?
Before I do my song, okay. I had told John there was something I wanted to react to. Last Thursday, someone commented that the song Turn, Turn, Turn is preachy. And I was a little puzzled by that. And I went through the lyrics in my head. And then I heard it this weekend on a program called Goddard's Gold, where he plays oldies and gives trivia about them. And I've got to say, I don't think the song is preachy, because preachy to me usually means that it's strongly instructive or directive and has an element of scolding in it. And
all she meant, let me interrupt you and say all she meant was that it came from a Bible verse. That's all she was going for with that.
Yeah,
which it is now.
Still differ,
and that it doesn't
I
matter.
Differ.
the fellow who called wanted me to like that song. You can't get me to like songs I don't like. I don't like that song.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care. I don't care about the lyrics. I never got that far.
That's the one thing that I do agree with, is that you're entitled to dislike it.
Yes.
But I think that even when it comes from the Bible, it's not necessarily preachy.
Well, who the hell cares?
Misconstrued on that basis. But I did Dancing in the Moonlight already.
Oh, good. And, yes, yes.
So we'll,
and by the way, Turn, Turn, Turn was written by Pete Seeger, and so that would punctuate your argument. You wouldn't normally think about the communist Pete Seeger. Yes, you wouldn't normally think about that commie being preachy. But in any event, he was certainly good at writing bad songs. But occasionally would write a good one. And
states a philosophy. That's all it does.
Yes, well, and it has a lousy melody and no beat. All right, so.
And it's been my experience that people who truly think independently, just quietly and gently think and behave independently, they don't need to raise protestations about it.
Well, they'll call the radio station. I'm happy about that. So are we ready for 1973 music?
Yes.
That's all right, cool. Should be easy because it's a big hit. Are you ready, Mark? Here you go.
Yeah. Got Teddy Pendergrass.
Well, no, you keep going.
No, I'm blanking on it. Weird.
Oh, wow. Well,
I know this song.
Well, yeah, and of course, Teddy Pendergrass was the lead singer. But who's the group?
And you can give it to me
either as the group name or another male artist and the group name.
Oh,
that was certainly quite the argument for a while, because originally it was just the group, two words, and then when they started having hits on Philadelphia International, it was so-and-so and the such-and-suches. So how many so-and-so and the such-and-suches can you name on Philadelphia International?
No, I'm still blanking on it. This is weird, because
this group had number one records, several of them on the
R&B charts.
Like
If You Don't Know Me by Now.
Well, so, right. That was number one for 2 weeks on the R&B charts. It got to number three on the pop charts. They certainly did it. So who were they?
I'm not coming up with it.
Oh, you're going to just kick yourself. When I say this, I know. You're going to howl. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
The Blue Notes, yes.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And look, I see where your clue comes from, too.
Yes, well, I did everything I could for you.
Yes, you did.
All right.
Yes, you did.
All right, well.
The song I lost.
Yeah.
song.
Yeah. Yeah, good enough. Okay. Always good to talk to you, Mark. Thank you for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. So, yeah. Oh, and I know what that's like, where all of a sudden you just freeze. But, yeah, the Blue Notes. And before the Harold Melvin days, they were originally an R&B group out of Philadelphia. And they had the song My Hero, which is actually a pretty awful song, all things completely. But at one point, there was an interview with Patti Smith, and she was talking about artists she liked. And she mentioned My Hero. And she said, I was listening to Jerry Blavitt, you know, and he'd say, bagpipes, bagpipes. And then the bagpipes would come in. And I laugh about this to this day. There are absolutely no bagpipes at the end of My Hero. But Blavitt would say that at the end of it all the time. But apparently Patty thought that cued the bagpipes. No bagpipes. All right, so 888-876-5593. Let's see what we can do here with Jim in Blackwood. This is always a good time. So, hello, Jim. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. And by the way, like you, I've been a member of AAA for 50-plus years, too.
Yeah, well, apparently if it's more than 50, they'll break their rule and they'll actually let you ride in the cab when you have to go over 150 miles.
Mm, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And since you're now on another three-caller station, I guess previously you worked at KFI, if I recall.
And KOA.
Yep. Oh, okay. And hope maybe someday you'll get a gig at WOR.
No, I'm done. I'm done. This is it. I am doing this as a favor to someone who has done more for me than anybody had any reason to do, and I'll do this as long as he wants me. But the minute he doesn't want me, I am done. This is it. So no. This is the swan song. Trust me.
Not that many radio people. New York, L.A., and Chicago. Just off the top, I can think of Scotty Brink. I can think of Big Ron O'Brien, but not too many others.
Oh, there probably are. I'd have to spend time thinking about it. But sadly, Scotty's still with us. I'm glad to say, but of course, Big Ron not.
Now, Big Ron, I don't think Big Ron worked at 1050 Chum. Had he done so, I think he was a big streetcar and light rail fan, big time. He would have loved the TCC. Riding the rocket up there.
I'm
sure in Philly he rode all the SEPTA lines. They have eight trolley, three-car lines, plus the New Jersey rail line that serves Camden to Trenton.
Yep. So came very far for a guy from Iowa. But speaking of Chum, I should have thought of this. I'll try to get a link to you. If you drop me an email, there's a whole big Chum retrospective and all that. I'm on one of the Canadian boards that they sent it to me, and I mother listen, but you'd probably love it. So you got to send me an email, and I'll send you a link.
Yep, and I try to get, right now, the only substitute I have now is CFZM like that. That's the closest which plays the music of the Zoomer generation, they call it, as in baby boomers.
Right now,
they are the top station that comes terrestrially.
Yep.
In my neck of the woods.
Now we are going to do 1965 music, and you want this week in May, so that'll be May 29th. Now I've got the Billboard Hot 100. I also have the Cashbox Top 100. Which would you rather do?
I guess the Billboard's the one, I guess.
Okay, well then.
I used to get stumped by either James Brown or Smokey Robinson for some reason. I guess WIBG didn't play those songs a whole lot.
Well, we're going to...
I would listen to WDASAM, but I guess didn't listen that often back then.
Well, we're going to go through them in moments, so don't go away. Stay right there. We'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
Love ain't nothing but a monkey on your back. No, love ain't nothing but a monkey on your back. Well, you better watch out, boy, or love will lead you down a one-way track. Well, I found out that love ain't nothing but a word. Yeah. But a word, I mean a crazy word, I swear I wish I'd never heard. Now love will make you do bad things, fill your heart with sad things. Oh, love will treat you mean, boy, treat your heart just like a toy. Now love ain't nothing but a monkey on your back.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on the letter J. Everybody's name is John or Johnny tonight. That's Johnny. And I think he's pretty recognizable all the way around. And that is a Chicago record by virtue of it being on Argo in 1964. Who is he? 888-876-5593. And we got Jim in Blackwood, New Jersey. And we're going to play charts. We don't do that very often. And he's really good at it. You can always request it, but it's tough. Of course, all I ask is that, you know, know, you get five out of the top 10. But usually with Jim, we sometimes get all the way number 40 or something. But are we ready for May 29th, the week ending May 29th, 1965?
Okay, and one more quick comment about Memorial Day. I always think of 1969, WFIL in Philly played at Memorial Day 560, the top 560 records to match their frequency. They published a full-page ad in the Inquirer.
Mm-hmm.
That day, WIBG got the list. They started playing the same records at 545, and kids listening on the to the radio in the car say, "OS, I just heard this," and they would go back.
Well, there you,
that was,
there you have it. Yes, that was probably when Paul Drew was still at WIBG, and Roberts was one of their
FIL program director Jay Cook was
Jay
at the
Cook, yeah.
Latin Casino watching Supremes at night. Yeah. He had two transistor radios with headphones for both stations, and he was getting pretty antsy.
Well, I bet. All right. So, but he, by the way, he had something Wibbage didn't at that point. That was known as a signal. And as population shifted more and more to Bucks County, Wibbage was just plumb out of luck.
So, yeah, wonderful. They were 50,000, FIL was 5,000.
Well, yeah, but at night that direction certainly killed him. All right, so now I digress. And we will look at the week ending May 29th. So hard to believe that was 56 years ago right now. And you'll get most of them. We think. Number one, Help Me Rhonda.
Beach Boys.
Number two, Ticket to Ride.
Beatles.
Back in My Arms Again, number three.
Supremes.
Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, four.
Herman's Hermits, which was not released in the UK because it was, quote, too British.
Woolly Bully, number five.
Say again?
Woolly Bully.
Stanley Sham and the Pharaohs.
Crying in the Chapel, number six.
Elvis.
Number seven, Count Me In.
Yeah, Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Number eight, I'll Never Find Another You.
The Seekers.
Number nine, Just a Little.
By,
on the Autumn label.
Oh, the Bo Brummels.
Absolutely. Yeah, Tom Donahue's band. Number 10, It's Not Unusual.
Tom Jones.
11, Just Once in My Life.
Stevie Wonder.
No. Oh. No, we're talking about May 29th, 1965, Just Once in My Life, not for Once
Tony
in
Bennett,
My Life.
Tony Bennett?
No. Ooh, you're bombing out early in the game. The Righteous Brothers, Just Once in My Life.
Yeah, that was
a big hit. Not Like You.
Strike one.
Yeah, all right, well, you got a couple more to go. Number 12, Baby, The Rain Must Fall.
Glenn Yarborough.
13, She's About a Mover.
Sir Douglas Quintet.
14, Silhouettes.
Herman's Hermits.
15, Cast Your Fate to the Wind.
Which, by the way, this Silhouettes, it was the B side in the UK of Silhouettes was the big hit here. What was the second biggest hit for Herman's Hermits?
You tell me.
Oh, Baby, Can't You Hear My Heartbeat? Mm. Yeah, that was not a hit in the UK. Kind of surprised me, just the B side there. But, I digress. Go ahead.
So we got Cast Your Fate to the Wind at number 15.
Sounds Orchestral.
16, True Love Ways.
The old Buddy Holly one.
Yeah, right, right. So this is British as well. They feed our music back to us. A duo, You Can Do This.
Either Chad and Jeremy or Peter and Gordon.
Well, right, I know. It's one of those. So what do you think?
I just saw them last year. I saw Peter and Jeremy in concert, too.
Yeah, right. That was weird. But, yes, Peter and Gordon. All right. 17, I Can't Help Myself.
Four Tops.
Yes. Queen of the House, number 18.
Judy Miller, yeah. No relation to Roger.
Right. And, yeah, well, number 19, Engine, number 9.
Roger Miller, previously mentioned.
Number 20, Ico.
Dixie Cups.
Yes, on Redbird. Number 21, Do the Freddy.
Freddy and the Dreamers or Chevy Checker. They were both out of the thing.
No,
time.
It was Freddy and the Dreamers. And number 22, along the same lines, You Were Made for Me.
Freddy.
Yes.
The Dreamers.
Yep.
Back to back.
21 and 22. 23, Reelin' and Rockin'.
The Chuck Berry song. Another original, not so forget losing track of the covers.
Well, you know, they're British. That's all they did. They fed our R&B back to us. It's time to say goodnight to Jim in Blackwood, New Jersey. But that was really good. That, by the way, was Dave Clark 5.
Oh, okay. I guess over the years, the last 30 years, I've got to make a fool of myself on FM, WWDB, AM, WPHT, regional networks, national networks. I've been able to fool myself on XM radio, on the shortwave radio and internet radio.
Yep.
Now the big Chicago station.
But and we're counting on your calls, so do it again soon, Jim, and thanks. I appreciate it.
Take care, Riley.
All right. So we'll pick it up right there, another half hour of trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Is it a dream? All my long lost dream. Oh, is she real? Oh, is she real? Is it a love? This is like a game. Is some love that way? Yes, it seems. Is it a dream?
Radio. I'm Riley James. That's Bumper Stumpers A to Z. We're working on J's. Everybody is a John or a Johnny tonight. Yeah, this is a well-known Johnny, too. L.A. Anyway, on the Donna label. Yeah, one of Bob Keane's labels. 1961. So what do you know? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. If you don't like my Bumper Stumpers, maybe you like my question. Whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second you do it. Do what? All right, and if you don't like that, you can have your own category, and it can be absolutely anything. But it's trivia, so trivia is only fun when you play, since I know the answers, and it's just not fair. All right, so James on the South Side, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello. I'm glad to hear Stacy's doing better.
Me too.
Okay, I do have some answers. I think I have an answer or two on a couple of your bumpers as well.
Oh, really? Well, let's tackle that first.
Okay, the Keep On Loving You is Johnny Guitar Watson.
I did not play any Johnny Guitar Watson tonight.
Oh, okay. Oh, but I had right name, wrong Johnny.
Well, they're all Johns or Johnny, though.
Yeah, okay, you didn't play any Johnny Taylor or Johnny Ace.
There is no Johnny Ace. There is no Johnny Taylor, at least not yet.
Okay. Okay, let's get to the question. I was so certain that I had it.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, because it sounded a little bit like something I might have run into, okay, years ago, but I guess, okay, memory can fool.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Now, of course, there's something that a whole bunch of people will do at the same time. Okay, let's go with, okay, stretching.
Nope.
Yawning.
Nope.
Scratching?
Nope.
Sneezing?
Nope.
Eating?
Nope.
Talk on the phone?
Nope.
Shouting?
Nope.
Writing?
Nope.
Going to the mailbox?
Nope.
Okay, calling a neighbor?
Nope. By the way, think about
whistling?
That. More than 500,000 people are doing it at the exact second you are, and you think it's calling the neighbors? Okay, well.
Whistling?
Nope.
Spitting?
Nope.
Brushing the teeth?
Nope.
Combing the hair?
Nope.
Dressing?
Nope.
Bathing?
Nope.
Going to church?
Nope.
Okay, driving?
Nope. And by the way, it's something very specific you'd be doing. It wouldn't be general, like driving or talking or spitting. It'd be something very specific.
Okay, writing a check?
Nope.
Making out an invoice?
Nope.
Calling your lawyer.
I love that. No.
Calling your chiropractor.
No.
Progressive drinking.
No.
Okay, I had to throw some wild ones.
Well, no, I mean, that's good. It would explain Washington.
Mutual fist fight.
No. Fortunately,
given
not.
What happened last year, yeah.
Yeah.
Hog calls.
No.
Climbing fences.
No.
Shooting range.
How can that be an answer? You mean going to the shooting range? No.
Yeah. Swimming.
No.
Skateboarding.
No.
Bike riding.
Nope.
Eating.
No. Said eating before. We've covered eating. And again, it's something very specific.
Everything.
Yeah, right, exactly. Just about everything but this, but it's something very specific. And that's part of the answer. That's all I can tell you. I'll probably give you another week to think about it, and we'll pick it up next week at this time. But don't think about activities like, you know, writing or bicycling or anything, because it's something very specific, so it would have to be something within that. So in other words, if it was bicycling, it would probably have to be like something like hitting the brakes, but it's not.
Okay. Let's see now. Feeding a dog?
No.
Feeding the horse?
No. And not feeding the dog to the horse. Just in case.
Okay, so yeah, you took away one of my wilder ones.
Okay.
Mass hysteria.
Well, again, you'd have to be specific about that too, but no, I don't think it falls under the line of mass hysteria. I think it's fairly commonplace, really.
Crash your car into a brick wall.
Oh, God, I'd hate to think that 500,000 people every second or every tenth of a second would be doing it, because that's what it comes down to, right? Like every tenth of a second.
Yeah, I think that, let's put it this way, they'd basically be running that, you can learn a lot from a dummy, a lot more.
Oh, all right, well, very good.
Okay, let's see, I've gone through some of the, swimming with sharks.
No. There'd be much, we wouldn't have a population problem, that's for darn sure, but no.
Hiking.
No. And again, something specific. It would have to be more than hiking.
Okay, run from volcanic eruption.
No.
That's very specific.
Well, yeah, you probably only do it once, unless you ran really fast.
You might not live to
Exactly, unless you ran really fast. Well, give me two more, and then you're going to have to think about it.
Okay.
Yellow.
Today we're going to go with rafting, whitewater rafting.
No. Talk to
okay.
You.
We're going to go with big game hunt.
No. Talk to you next time. Thanks. Appreciate it, James. All right.
Okay.
So, and again, it's a very specific activity. And whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, and that's the other thing, you probably do it a lot. Very few people are swimming with sharks or going whitewater rafting for that matter. So you do this a lot, most likely. And when you do, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact second that you are, and actually the exact tenth of a second, truth be known. So you're doing it. 500,000 people around the world doing it. Exactly the same. So it's very commonplace. No sharks involved. All right. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And you will get to hear yet another bumper stumper coming up. So another chance to win. And if you don't like my question and you don't like my bumper, don't forget, you can have your own category. It can be anything. 888-876-5593. We're about to meet Jerry, a first-time caller. And hopefully we'll talk to you as well on WGN Radio.
If you don't love me, tell me so. Don't tell other people, I want to know. If it's only that you feel, tell me now, don't lead me on. I'll make a vow, yes or no, tell me so. You're free to go, and if you don't love me, I'll make that love grow. Stronger can last much longer unless you tell me so. Well, if you don't love me, I'll make that love grow.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumpers A to Z, working on J's. Everybody is a John or a Johnny tonight. That's a Johnny. And that was a big record, 1957, well, in L.A. anyway, and he was a well-known artist, to say the least. Johnny who? All right, 888-876-5593 if you know, or we're working on, whenever you do this, and you probably do it a lot, more than 500,000 people around the world are doing it at the exact same second you are doing what? All right, so Jerry is a first-time caller from Rockford, my old stomping grounds. Welcome to WGN Radio, Jerry.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. What do you think?
Oh, I think checking your cell phone.
That's a nice answer. It's not right, but it's a nice answer.
I thought it was a winner.
Yeah, me too. I like it. I have no, you know, maybe even more people are doing that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you called, and I hope you will again.
Well, I certainly would like to. I love your show. I grew up with radio, you know, from, I lived in the Chicago area, Naperville, you know, most of my life. And I'm a radio nut, so I always listen to, you know, the spectrum. I don't just lock onto one station, although in the 60s and 70s, I kind of did lock on to WGN.
Oh, yeah.
When they had, yeah, way before your time, you know, Wally Phillips.
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah, Wally Phillips was great. I didn't listen to him as much as I should have because I was such a Dan Sorkin fan on WCFL in the early 60s.
Yeah. I'm blanking on the afternoon guy, the one who was killed in the plane crash.
Oh, Robert L. Collins, Bob Collins.
Bob Collins, yeah. I loved him too.
Yeah, he was wonderful. He was in Milwaukee before. He was originally from Florida. He was a Lakeland, Florida boy. And I knew him in Miami a zillion years ago because a guy that I was dating, his roommate was Bob Collins. So I would see Bob fairly routinely. And he was always just the best guy. And I was so sorry when he died. I thought he was a great talent.
Well, I was heartbroken when I heard that.
Me too. Terrible. Just horrible, and just a terrific guy.
Yeah. Well, you're terrific too, and I hope you don't decide to leave very soon. I just found you a couple of weeks ago,
well,
and I just love your show. You're so empathetic with your listeners, and it's just wonderful to hear someone so different. I mean, in a good way.
No, I appreciate that. Well, like I say, it's a favor to someone who has done more for me than anyone in the world. And as long as he wants me to do this, I will do it. And the day he says I don't have to do it anymore, I won't do it. So that may be tomorrow, and it may be many years from now. But I'm up to the task. He asked me if I could do it 5 days a week, and I said, no, I'm too old for that. But I think you can get four out of me safely.
Yeah. Well, I hope that decision doesn't come for a long time.
Well, that's very kind of you, and I'm counting on you calling back.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. Yeah, because the show works so much better when you guys call, and that is so true on Monday night especially because, of course, it's trivia. You know, I can't do that with myself. Sean and Sandwich, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Ben Riley.
Hey,
you know,
Sean.
I concur with the last caller. You are pretty awesome.
Oh, that's kind of you to say.
Well, I just got one guess. I mean, your stumpers are really getting me lately. You're getting better and better at it.
Yeah.
I tell you every week. I was curious before I guess this question. What was the answer to the last question that was held off by last week?
Oh, prisoners. The United States has 25% of the world's prison population.
I knew it. I just can never guess it.
Yeah, I know you knew it.
This one that. Yeah, I know. I know everything in my own mind. But I'm guessing just biting your nails. That's all I got.
Oh, that's nice. It's not right, but that's a fine guess.
All right, Riley. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. You too. All right. So 888-876-5593. We are going to get to Ken and to Wesley and to Mike. But right now we're going to get to this on WGN Radio.
Just one thing. To you, my love, this may be the way it seems, but I love the way you carry yourself. I even need.
All right, that's the final bumper stumper, and it's about the final minute of the show. I was enjoying that far too much and was about to let go a little bit longer, and sorry it's only 30 seconds of that one because it was a fine, fine record, but we got about 30 seconds left. So, Ken in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
All right. Well, I'll make it quick.
Right.
The trivia is cursing or swearing.
It is not, but thanks for
okay.
trying.
Okay, and I got one record going out to Lisa Dundee, Gene Pitney, Half Heaven, Half Hearty.
You got better than Mecca. Okay, you got it.
That's it. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. All right, so let's see. In the waning second, it's going to Wesley in Chicago. What do you think, Wesley?
I believe the question for the answer to the question is blinking.
It is not blinking, but you got a request.
Ooh.
What's your request?
I would like to hear the Eldorados and Lights Are Low.
Oh, okay. You betcha. I will do that
Thank
for you.
You
hopefully tomorrow. Thanks for calling, Wesley. And apologies to Mike in Mount Pleasant. I hope, Mike, you will call me back tomorrow night. And we found another guitar record for you. I know we've been talking about this on the air a while. But anyway, you'll follow along tomorrow night if he calls back. And I hope you will, Mike. Now, we thank Dan for keeping us on the air. I thank John for keeping you in line and answering your calls. Most of all, I thank you for calling. I can't state it enough. The show is a pleasure when you call.